The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
1 week from today, we will begin our annual national conference, May 19th through the 22nd. There's still time to register, and on this episode, we're going to take you back to a year ago. Ken Yates will be interviewing one of the participants. So stay tuned. This is Grace in Focus. We welcome you to this ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Faithalone.org is our website. And as mentioned, you can go there and register for next week's National Annual Convention of the Grace Evangelical Society. That's faithalone.org. Now with today's interview, here's Ken Yates.
What we've been doing, we have been interviewing people during this week. We're looking for the superstars, and I got a couple of them right here with me. I'll give you a little bit of history. I met these guys because when I got out of the military, I pastored a church way up in northeast Texas at a place called Honey Grove, the town that has the sign that says the, what is it, the
sweetest town?
The sweetest town. I couldn't remember if it said the sweetest place or the sweetest town, Honey Grove. And most people have not heard of Honey Grove, but I was up there for about 5 years, and one of our guests is a resident of Honey Grove, and he's here with someone else I met while I was there. So I'm gonna let them introduce themselves. Who are my superstar guests today?
Mr. Jerry Bell.
And Jerry Bell, you're a resident of Honey Grove?
I am.
And you are a Sunday school teacher up there?
I think so.
At least that's your title, huh?
Yeah.
And who is this good-looking guy you got with you?
Man, that's my youngest son.
Okay. And who we got?
This is Brian Bell. This is Jerry's son.
And where are you from?
Originally from North Texas as well, but currently live in San Diego, lived out there with my family for about 20 years.
When you say you're originally from North Texas, I don't know this. Were you Honey Grove?
Honey Grove. We lived in Denison most of the time growing up. A couple other little smaller towns too, but Denison was kind of the home base, I guess you'd say, for the better part of my childhood. Love it. Love coming back here.
And you have a ministry there in San Diego, right?
I do. I work with youth. I've planted some churches out there and a couple of community outreach ministries. But right now I work with youth, so I coach and teach high school and middle school students.
Wow. When you say coach, is that something to do with basketball?
I got basketball, football, and actually soccer as well.
The reason I say that, y'all can't save him, but he's about 6'8" or something like that. I'm not sure how tall he is, but he's a tall guy. Now, Jerry, tell me, we'll start with you first. How did you get exposed to Free Grace Theology?
Well, the man I'm talking to now, Ken Yates, he came to Honey Grove. I don't remember the year, but he was pastor there at First Baptist Church, Honey Grove, for about 5 years, I believe, maybe more. And he lived there. He lived in the parsonage. And anyway, I'd always been taught wrong when I grew up. I grew up in a small rural church, not very many people, and the pastors weren't really trained. They were just whoever you could get, you know, kind of like more like probably be more like a lay pastor or whatever, you know. They had no seminary experiences or anything like that. So I was taught wrong. I was legalistic. You got to be good. You got to do this. You got to have so many works. And I don't know how many that was. And nobody could tell me. And so, I mean, I was just confused. And I was ready to give up. And I did give up for a long time. I stayed out of church after I graduated out of high school. I dropped out of church for many years.
Now, it was part of it that I just can't measure up. You know, I don't know, but, you know, I look at the sin in my life and I'm like, Well, what hope do I have then?
It's like, I give up.
Right.
You know, I can't do this.
Right.
I can't be good every day and all time. And I don't know what having works is. I don't know what that means, but it's just, I'm searching for something.
Let me ask you a question just upon my, because I had a similar background, you know, and I've known a lot of guys like this. Is it a lot of when you were younger, I got to rededicate my life?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe I didn't get it right the first time. Yeah. So, okay, I believed and I walked the aisle, but maybe maybe I didn't have enough repentance or whatever the case may be, so I got to do it again.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So what happened? So you start hearing teachings of grace, right?
I did, by the man I'm talking to now. I'd never even heard of it, you know, thought about it, you know. No, the former pastor didn't mention grace, you know, and so I didn't really know what grace was.
What about assurance of salvation?
No, gosh, I never had that for sure. You know, it's kind of like I felt like I was lost one day. Maybe I saved the next, but I was lost again. You know, I sinned. So I'm doomed.
Yeah. Now, Jerry and I don't think we've ever talked about this. Was there a particular like passage of scripture, or was there a particular thing that you heard or maybe read from GES or something like that, like the light bulb goes off, like, okay, I hear, you know, we're talking in church here, assurance. Yeah, I can have assurance. But was there a moment when it was like, oh, boom, or did it just happen over time?
No, I had no idea what you were talking about. So I'm doing it's like I don't know if this is right or not.
Right.
So I started asking people. You know, I asked my aunt. I said, "Ken, you know, he's teaching something different, a different gospel than I've always heard. So, what do you think about that?" And she said, "Well, you know what? It's pretty hard to deny him when he proves that he's right." So it really got me to thinking. You know, and it took me a while.
Right.
It took me a while to get in, but when I got it, I got it.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2025, May 19th through 22nd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful free grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. First timers waive registration fees. faithalone.org/events.
Well, I got to tell you, I think I had a very similar experience. You know, I became a believer at 12, but very, very quickly, I heard the same teaching you did. You know,
yeah. And
I what we would call today maybe lordship salvation.
Right,
you really
exactly.
Can't know if you're saved, blah, 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 blah. And I remember when I was exposed to free grace teaching at seminary, I was the same way. I was like, this sounds good, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I'm going to buy this.
I know.
Yeah, and for me too, it was, I don't remember. I never had a particular aha moment, but
yeah.
Over time.
Yeah.
So
that's
I
what
did.
Mine was.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what about you, Brian? Tell us what your story is and stick to it, whatever you have to tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's long. I'll give you the short version, but kind of grew up in church. This guy beside me, like he said before, had kind of stepped away, I guess. And so my mom was really the one that took me to church. But the church we went to again these pastors were very well-meaning, but the teaching wasn't there. And from an early age, I walked down that aisle at 8 years old, you know, I dedicated my life, so to speak. And I'm using air quotes here, to Christ at that point in time. But I knew even at that early age that something was off. Like I knew that I was saved early on, but I didn't have a way to kind of put it into words, like what I believed, I guess you'd say. So fast forward to high school and even in the college years, I stepped away because I was confused as to why I knew I was saved, but I didn't understand why these people were telling me I had to do X, Y, Z in order to get there. I'm like, I'm there, you know, I'm already there.
Right.
So I had the assurance, but I didn't have the knowledge to kind of, flesh out what my salvation looked like, you know, and Paul says, you know, work out your salvation. I hadn't worked it out in my mind, you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
So anyway, moved to Austin, Texas. Then I moved to Las Vegas, and believe it or not, in Las Vegas, I got involved with a new startup church and, started hearing a little bit of the grace message. It wasn't really qualified as such. But I started, realizing more and more that assurance and believing in Christ for eternal life that can never be taken away. That was the message of saving faith.
Wow.
So I actually helped start another church in Las Vegas. And then I knew at that point in time that I wanted to be in ministry. I've never been in full-time ministry. It's always been bivocational. I've always had another job. Like right now I coach, as well as minister. But that's kind of the story behind how I came to know of Grace. And then this guy sitting beside me, when he got connected with you and started going through his, I guess, transformation, I guess you'd say, in terms of his ideology and theology and everything else, he started presenting me and asking me questions about, hey, have you heard this? Have you heard that? Because he was skeptical at first, and you know, hey, rightfully so. You know, everybody needs to, you know, be a Berean and go and check and test the scriptures and all that stuff. So he started asking me questions, and I'm like, that sounds right, man. That sounds right. And I'd go to the Bible, I'd read something, and I'd come back, and I'd say, hey, yeah, I mean, it checks out, you know, in my mind,
sure,
you know, as
sure.
if that means anything.
No.
But at the same time, I'm like, hey, man, this stuff checks out. So anyway, he introduced me to GES and you guys a few years ago, and I'm lucky now, fortunate, blessed to be a part of the GES seminary. I just started this past term.
Well,
in January.
I didn't know so, that.
You didn't know?
No,
yeah, man.
I didn't know you were
yeah,
that.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so anyway, took the intro Old Testament and New Testament course. Great. Philippe Sterling, shout out. You're an amazing, amazing teacher. Love you, man. So that's kind of my affiliation. But
wow.
It's been a blessing, man. Been a blessing.
Well, I didn't know that about Brian. I didn't know he was one of our rising rock stars in the seminary as well. Yeah. I didn't have him in my classes yet, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, I told him he might get you one of these days, you know. But he likes Philippe, and he didn't know he had the free seminary.
I know.
So I told him, you know, yeah. He goes, whoa, and I said, man, you better check that out, and he goes, I will.
Now, let me ask you, you all are here. Now, Jerry, this is your second conference, and Brian, how many for you?
This is number one. I'm a newbie.
Okay. So what's been the best part of the conference for you, Jerry?
The speakers are great, every one of them. I mean, y'all are all – that's one good thing. Y'all all speak the same language and –
Well, maybe some of the things some of the things the guy said you can use in your Sunday school class.
I use your commentaries.
Oh yeah,
for Sunday school and Bible study. I'm doing the Gospel of John on Wednesday night now, so I bought both those books. But I already had the Free Grace commentaries, so I bought the big one.
Yeah,
I bought the big one.
Right,
but I don't know. I hadn't checked it out. I don't know if you have that many improvements in it or not or whatever, but I'm not going to say I'm about out of time, so anyway.
Oh, no, we're going to go with the flow here. So we hope the literature helps, because I use it all the time as well.
Yeah, the paperwork and whatever, the handouts, great, you know, so we've got that to focus on too, you know, lean on. And so, oh, man, I love all the speakers. I'm not going to name my favorites or anything.
No, don't do it, because you'll hurt my feelings. If you name your favorite, you'll hurt my feelings. Well, I just want to say,
you're all great.
Jerry, Brian, you bring back memories of Honey Gove, and it's great to have you here.
Yeah.
And whether we're in Honey Grove or San Diego, as we're waiting for the Lord, remember, keep grace in focus.
I invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you'll do so again tomorrow. Another great question and answer comes your way. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.